It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, live on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. The Coach's Corner is heard every Saturday from 9 until 10, or until Jason wraps it up, on KIIC, live from the lobby of the new Community First Credit Union in Albia at the intersection of Highway 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner takes a look at the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports, including reports and interviews from coaches and players with our very own Jason Summers.
Yes, bitch, cheese on all these.
Yo, dog, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing.
And now live from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34, it's the Coach's Corner.
10 seconds to go. 56-49, Baker with it. Bounce over, picks it up. Nope, can't get a shot off. Well defended by the Chargers. Long three by Kellogg, no good, and that will do it. And the interception takes the floor of the Charger Dome, and they'll celebrate a Charger victory sweep tonight over the boys and girls.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Corner 34 and 5. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. Boy, we had a great time last night. What an amazing environment last night over at Sheraton. The Charger Dome was hot. It was packed, and it was loud and boisterous, and it was a great time. And two outstanding basketball games that we got to witness and bring to you last night. It was a lot of fun joining my buddy Jake Schroeder, head baseball coach over there at Sheraton, and been looking forward to an opportunity to work with him, and that was a lot of fun, and a nice way to get to know a little bit more in depth of the Sheraton players that we get to call throughout the year, and from this fan's perspective and broadcaster's perspective, it was really nice to be able to get some of the stories behind the kids and get to have that Sheraton perspective as well. It was a lot of fun last night. The ladies and the Blue Demons came up short, but it wasn't for a lack of effort. Both ball games were very challenging right to the very end, and I think both coaches can say, hey, you know, we had two hard fought matches, and yet there's lots of things that can be worked upon. But we got a lot to talk about this morning. We're going to catch up. I did have the chance to catch up with Coach Sandy last night after the basketball game between the boys and girls games, and had some comments with him. We'll talk with get to hear that interview. And then Coach Schooley also was joined by Jake Schroeder, and Coach Schroeder had a chance to visit with Coach Schooley. What an outstanding job he's done with the boys basketball team over there. 11 wins on the season. They got things going the right direction. Lots of talent. And as I looked on the basketball court last night, both boys and girls, Albion and Sheraton, there is a lot of underclassmen who have tremendous talent. So the future of Albion and Sheraton basketball is certainly on the rise. And yet they still have some outstanding basketball teams right now in this very moment. So we're going to talk about that and so much more as this is the 20th anniversary of Chris Street's passing. And I know even Cyclone fans can appreciate the type of player that Chris Street was. And that was a tragedy for our state. One of our finest basketball players ever played at the University of Iowa. But one of the Iowa's finest went down. And that'll be a day that Iowans will sadly remember, and today is the 20th anniversary of that, and I know they're going to do several things to recognize Chris Street in a very big basketball game for this year's Iowa basketball team tonight as Wisconsin comes to town, and not a must-win. I don't know if you can ever get to a must-win this early in the season, but certainly you got to get wins over quality opponents if you want to make a case to the NCAA selection committee. But lots to talk about here at the Corner 34 and 5. Sit back, relax, and buckle up as we go on this ride here at the Coach's Corner. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
To get things done, you have to work together. That's what makes Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau such a great team. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Join a winning Iowa team. Call your local Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873 today. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, live from the corner 34 and 5, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. I'm sitting with Janice Aldridge here, and Janice, I'm looking behind you, and you always have these nice banners showing all these great things that are going on. And you got me thinking, you know, 8.4% on the consolidation loan. And after Christmas, people tend to rack up those little credit card bills and those little, the Christmas spending. And now you got all these little payments going different directions, paying oftentimes, 15 to 20 plus percent on your credit cards. And you guys can consolidate those loans, get it down to a rate that's certainly much more affordable for people, save the interest, lower the payments. It looks like that might be the right thing for people to do, particularly after the Christmas season.
Most definitely. I myself am guilty. You know, Christmas time, it's easy to whip out a credit card, put that debt on the credit card. You don't have to pay it back as quickly. You don't have to talk to anybody about a loan, but now is the time to consolidate that. I mean, we don't, it starts at 8.4% for just a signature loan consolidation for some of that credit card debt, but we can also do lines of credit. So if you've got a large amount of credit card debt that you racked up, that you are paying that 15 to potentially 26% interest, you're better off to come in, sit down, we can have a conversation about either doing a fixed signature or maybe that line of credit that you could potentially use from again as you pay it off or pay it down.
It allows you to take care of that credit card debt quicker, which is probably the wise thing from a consumer standpoint, but certainly you get paid off quicker, but the interest rates, the money that the person can save is tremendous. A 2% change on the interest rates is significant money over long periods of time.
It absolutely is. And even the time involved, because a credit card debt, if you read your statements now, they have to disclose all the information and the length of time that it takes to pay one off if you're just paying the minimum payment. Most people are just paying the minimum payment. And it'll take years, whereas you come in, do a debt consolidation loan, we're talking 48 to 60 months at the most, and then that debt's completely gone. You've not wasted the extra money in interest, and your credit is saved, and you don't have all those piddly little amounts going out all at once.
Well, you know, right now with the weather like it is and people starting to get lit, you know, you start to get that nice days here in the middle of winter. You start to see the days are getting a little bit longer, and you start to get that itch for those big boy toys. People start to think about the cars and even sometimes starting to think about boats. And these are probably the best time to get some of those deals on boats and motorcycles. And if you're looking for a car, you guys still got some outstanding rates going for those as well.
Rates for autos are still at 299, which is obviously fantastic. Anything 09 or newer, we can go out to 66, potentially 72 months at that 299. It is a great time of year. You know, the weather's getting nicer. People are out and about a little bit more. They drive past their local dealership and see something that catches their eye. And then before I know it, I have a phone call. So it's just that easy. All you got to do is call, and I can do everything over the phone or even online. Technology is fantastic. I email people all the time with their loan docs, or they email me loan requests. It's just very, very easy. And of course, now is the time to buy, whether it be an automobile, whether it be a mortgage. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low. Automobiles are fantastic for their interest. So I urge everyone to take advantage of the good interest rates that are available and get out there and do some shopping.
Well, you heard it right there, folks. This is the time to do it. If you're out and about looking, just give them a call right now. And you can call it toll-free at 866-360-5370. 866-360-5370, toll-free, and they will take quick care of you. Don't even have to come in. Just give them a call, and they'll get the information and get you taken care of. And many of the local dealers are connected directly with the CFirst, and you get these great deals going through them as well. We're going to take a time out, come right back, and Coach Achenbach is on deck. When we come back to the Corner 34 and 5, you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
J-U-D-D-S, that spells great food. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. They've got nightly specials. Well, look at Tuesday night. Well, they've got two tacos for $6, and Wednesday night, all-you-can-eat pizza bar for $7.25. Kids 10 and under eat for $4.95. Thursday night is family night. You get one free kids dinner with the purchase of an adult dinner at Judd's. And Friday and Saturday night, barbecue pork ribs for $16.25 and an 8-ounce ribeye and beer battered shrimp for just $14.25. J-U-D-D-S spells great food.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
Panic is not a successful investment strategy, but unfortunately, it's often the response of investors when the markets catch them off guard. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. Let's work together to help you prepare for the market's unpredictable ups and downs. We'll focus on a long-term, disciplined approach of investing instead of overreacting to daily headlines. Stop by our office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Krall at Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5. Last night we went over Sheraton and the Charger Dome was full. It was packed. It was loud. It was hot. And it was a lot of fun. And unfortunately for Albion fans, the Chargers won the war on 34 last night, getting both the boys and the girls games. And let's take a look at some of those games around the area from last night. And I'll pull my handy-dandy phone up as Scotty Fry takes care of making sure I have all these scores each and every week. And Scotty, you did a great job, buddy, of sending them to me, but it takes me a second to get the score. Here we go. Last night contest around the area, it was in girls basketball. Davis County defeated Centerville 64-38. It was Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont 41 over Clark 29 in South Central Conference action. In other area games of interest in girls basketball, it was Pella last night in double overtime, getting by Oskaloosa 56-51. That would have been a fun game to be at. In boys basketball, other games in South Central Conference, Davis County held things tight to Centerville, but Centerville does get the win 70-60, the final score. It was Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont flexing their muscle over Clark 75-53. Pella got by Oskaloosa last night, 64-34, and it was Sigourney sneaking by Montezuma, 41-21, the final score in the games around the area last night. And looking at the final score last night of the girls' game, Albia, which ran out a 5-0 lead in the first 2 minutes of the basketball game on some sharp shooting by Mackenzie Griffin. Albia got out to a 5-0 lead. Sheraton answered with an 8-0 run of itself, and then Albia went cold in that second period, and that really was the difference of the ball game. Albia not able to score in that second period, and Sheraton put together a nice run there, got the lead expanded, and Albia fought back, clawed back, kept on fighting back, but in the end didn't have enough juice to pull out the win, and Sheraton got the win 39-29. Halftime of the year between the games last night, Coach Sandy joined me up in the broadcast booth to recount those moments of that of the basketball game, and here's the conversation that we had.
Got the head coach of the Chargers with me, Coach Sandy. Hey, Coach, I thought tonight your girls played exceptional defense, allowing Albion no points for an entire quarter. That really put you guys out into a place where you could get some extra points out of Curran, and then from that point you took it on.
Yeah, I think in the second quarter we stretched out our defense a little bit, and it took them a little bit to adjust to it, and we made a little run, got about that 7-8 point lead, and then we was able to stretch it on out there just a little bit. But you know, I thought both teams played extremely hard. I know Larry's been fighting a little bit the same thing I have, been playing great defense, but just getting the ball to go in the hole. And you know, it wasn't by lack of effort by Albia the reason that we won the ball game. We just played exceptionally well.
A great job out of you guys defensively all night long. It really caused Albia lots of fits. But then you got some real offense going in that second half. I thought Curran, as a freshman, as good as you could ever expect out of a freshman.
Yeah,
show some real confidence.
You know, we haven't moved her into the starting lineup yet, but she's you know, she's been playing a couple quarters of JV, but tonight we just played her varsity, and she's boy tough. She's boy tough. There's just no doubt about it. As soon as she learns to rein in her turnovers a little bit, she's going to be an exceptional basketball player for us.
Well, her toughness is the thing that really stood out to me. You see a lot of freshmen, maybe they have the athleticism, you know, they may have some skill sets, but to have the confidence and then to do that with aggression, control for the most part.
And I think a lot of it is, you know, not only she's not only tough on the court, she's tough between the ears, too. Because, you know, she can take a little criticism and a little butt chewing and just makes her work that much harder.
I thought you had a huge timeout there in the fourth quarter. You called timeout. You guys had the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You had the possession. And you called timeout, and I said, that's a brilliant timeout. You got the composure of the girls. You knew you had some time you could kill in there, and then rush things.
And, you know, we haven't been in that situation enough to get to do that this year. It seems like we've always been crawling back from behind. So I thought the girls handled it real well down the stretch. You know, we knocked, I think we were 6-10 from the line. We had one turnover in the fourth quarter, 4 steals and 4 assists. So you can't, and it was 4 from 8 in the field in the fourth quarter. So that's doing about all you can do.
Miranda Davis was a big part of that that run in the early first half that gave you the lead, and And I thought you had some really good moments, along with Showers.
Yeah, Showers has been playing extremely well, and then Miranda's been our key. He's been our leader all year on the floor. You know, senior, you know, all-conference, honorable mention last year, three-year starter, she should be, and she's really stepped up the challenge.
Well, Coach, this is a tough old league that you guys find yourself in, and environments like this, I don't think it's any better than this.
How can you beat it here? You know, a good old, I mean, this boy game is just a great game. Everybody's cheering both sides, packed house. It's really, that's why I love boy-girl doubleheaders.
I love the change in the format. It's the best decision ever made.
It is. I just wish the whole conference would go to it.
Amen. Coach, always appreciate it. Great job. Hard-nosed basketball. Your girls is what I expected tonight, and you guys get a great win.
Thanks a lot, Jason. Appreciate it.
That's the outstanding coach of the Sheraton Chargers, Coach Sandy, and really always great with his words and his time, and I appreciate the effort his girls gave last night. They played really tough defense. They're scrappy. They're gonna bang and make you work extra hard. And Coach, I don't think there's anybody that understands that any more than you do. Is that Coach Sandy teams are going to make you work to earn your baskets.
Yeah, that fell right into their hands last night. The game was very physical, and they did a really good job taking some things away from us and making us do some things that we don't do very well. And they were able to trap us and get some traps and get some turnovers. And, you know, and that's a credit to them and how they played. They played a really good ball game. And, you know, we struggled to get to the right spots or get to the ball in the right spots, but it wasn't necessarily what we were doing. They were doing a great job of making us do that. So our hats are off to them. They played a good game last night. But, you know, and I appreciate what Coach Sandy said. We played hard, too. We did play hard. It just didn't go our way. We didn't give up. We tried to scratch and claw. And you know, when you have trouble putting the ball in the basket and then some turnovers come in there, you know, and then it seemed like we got some good shots. We just couldn't get them to fall. And, you know, and you need those to fall to have a run. So it was a tough game, and, you know, Sheraton played a really good game. And you know, and we have no rest. We got to get right back up and go up to Grinnell today.
Well, Coach, I thought the start was fantastic. That environment, and I just love these environments when we get the boy-girls doubleheaders. It was a rowdy environment. The student body was into it. The fans were into it. And I thought your girls did a really good job early on coming out. Mackenzie Griffin, to me, showed some real signs of that she was really maturing, not in terms of her talent, but the mental aspect. She took some really nice quick shots that were good looks and got that three-point basket. Things look like they're going to roll your way, and just ran a little dry spout.
Yeah, I think you look at philosophies a little bit there. We like to try to get out and run, and if we've got a three-point shot, we like to shoot it. You know, and Sheraton, you know, the way they play, they like to slow it down and get you to play slower, or get us to play slower last night and look to put some pressure on us in the half court where you can't get those shots. And that's what they did last night. We got off early and got some transition baskets, and that's what McKenzie was able to do. And then they controlled the tempo after that, and they did a really nice job of doing that. And so, you know, and once the tempo's set, you know that as well as I do, it's hard to get it back. And, you know, they got out to that 8 or 9 point lead, and they held us scoreless in that second quarter, and we just weren't able to get off the hump. And, you know, the second half was pretty much blow for blow right there, but that second quarter made the difference where they really controlled the tempo and handled the game there.
Kylie Peterson, I haven't got a chance to talk to you about this, but being off nearly a month, and I thought when she came back after the Christmas break, she looked really strong, and last night she had some real nice moments for you, and it's just good to see her out there as a senior getting to play, but not just playing, she's really contributing as well.
Kylie plays three positions for us sometimes, or definitely two. She plays in the post and plays in the wing, and we ask her to handle the ball, and it's good to have Kylie back, you know, and all our seniors, Jason, play hard. You know, Jenna McLean came off the bench and gave us some good minutes last night. Kristen Garver's a very good defensive player, and those kids are trying hard. And you know, and we talk about this every year about this time. We're getting to that time where you look up and your senior year's about gone as far as basketball. And so, you know, when it gets to be tougher when the wins aren't coming like you think they are, and it's hard to keep up that intensity to play. And those three, I hope, will lead us here down the stretch and keep working hard, because they have. Our practices have been really good. You know, I haven't talked to you. We played Centerville. That's one of the better games that I thought we played this year, and we lost by 2 points. And I thought we executed the game plan. We got a win against Pleasantville on Monday night, and then we came in here. So, we've kind of been up and down. But we're going to look at our seniors, you know. Kylie and Jenna and Kristen to kind of carry us here through the end of the year, and hopefully everybody will follow along, and you know, we'll have some good results.
Well, Kristen Garber, you know, as I, you, she's one of those girls that you that doesn't necessarily show up on the stat book, but as you watch her in the game, she's always in the right place, and she's always going to be playing tough defense. And she's one of those players you have to have on the court. You know, that leadership and that tough mindedness and her athleticism and effort, but you don't always find her in the scorebook. And those type of players are really important, but maybe not get mentioned as much when I'm calling shots.
Yeah, and it is, you know, and you look at our team, and you know, Coach Sandy said the thing about it is his team and our team have struggled to score, so we look for combinations to, you know, maybe score some. And Kristen does a really good job on defense, and you know, and I think Tegan Bossert has done a really good job off the bench, you know, playing defense. And you know, we've got some younger kids in there with Sarah Clark. You know, and Sarah's a little more offensive-minded. And, you know, last night's game, when you're offensive-minded and you're not able to do what you want to do for our whole team, you know, they made us do something. And, you know, and that Cassie Krall's been one of our most steady players, I think, this year. And last night, Sheraton held her scoreless again. And I think that was in their game plan, you know. And so, you know, you look at that, and we have Brooke and Katie inside, and, you know, they need to, you know, we try to push them to score because they have some experience. But it was tough last night. They did a good job, but everybody's trying hard. It's not because of the lack of effort of what's going on, and we just need to try to control the tempo of the game. And it's hard to do that sometimes because, like last night, they control the defensive part of the game. It turned into a defensive game, and we just didn't score enough. So, you know, and the Centerville game was just the opposite. It was more of an offensive game that went 61-59. So, you know, and that's hard to switch back and forth, I think, you know, when you're not dominant in one or the other. And I don't think we're dominant with one or the other, but I think we can be good at either one. But we just have to put it all together, and I haven't quite seen that yet.
Well, when you have four, five, six baskets that rim around the rim four or five times and fall out, and you look at the score, and that's the difference, you know, and there's just nights like that.
And there are, and I thought last night was, you know, that night, you know, the game was around 8-10 points, and you know, it seemed like we'd get a stop, and we come down, and we get two or three shots, and the ball'd rattle in and out, and not go down. And when that doesn't, that really works on your confidence. And then we think, oh, should we be taking those shots? We take a few more passes, and then guess what happens? The ball gets turned over. And so, you know, that's hard to combat. And it's what Coach Sandy says. It comes down to putting the ball in the hole. And when you have those nights, it's nice to have those. And we just haven't had enough of those.
Time with head coach of the Abbey Ladies, head coach Larry Achenbach. Coach, you know, there's no rest for the wicked. You're going right back at it tonight, buddy, and against another team that's very capable and lots of talent.
Yeah, we played Grinnell, and I know Grinnell played Sheraton last week, and came down to Sheraton and beat them pretty handily. And I've had a chance to watch them on tape, and we're going to have to be ready to go because they're going to press us all over the court a lot like Centerville did, and we're going to have to handle that ball, and there's going to be different kinds of pressure. And it's not going to be last night like last night where it's going to be in the half court and they grind it out and they do some things. They're going to do this all over the court, so we're going to see how we handle that today. And you know, we've seen some of this before, you know, and what Sheraton did to us last night, we've not seen a lot of. So hopefully that will help us as we go into the game today and we make that journey up to Grinnell.
Coach, you know, I think one of the things I could best describe maybe is consistency, because you guys have some really good moments. And but when I looked at Sheraton's team and your team last night, I said, you know, these are two teams that have really got some good basketball players on their team, and both of you still struggle in moments in that consistency. But once you get that figured out, and you got a lot of young ball players on both squads, once you guys get those things figured out, these are really good basketball teams.
You know, and I think both of our teams have competed very well in the conference. You know, we've had some games, and you know, I don't even want to think about going back and looking at the close losses that we've had this year. You know, I've got five or six games that come into mind that have been 2 or 3 points, and that, you know, and that's tough when you don't get over the hump and you don't get those. And so the biggest thing that I want to stress, that it's not the lack of trying. Our kids have a good effort, and we try hard, and we do the best that we can. And when things don't go our way, you're dealt adversity, and that kind of happens in life, and you and I both know that. And it's how you handle those things and go forward. And we've had our share of that this year, and you know, and it just hasn't gone our way. But the girls are going to learn as they get older too, and get up beyond basketball. You know, this is kind of a test. We didn't play very well last night. We got to get right up and play again today. And what are you going to do with that? Or are we going to think, darn, we didn't play very well last night. We're going to come out and do that again. Or we're going to say, hey, it's a new day. We're going to try to do some things and play like we can play. And that's what I hope we can do.
Well, you're going to measure your life on the number of times you fall down or the number of times you get back up. And I know the girls that you got. When you look on their face, you know, these are kids that are winners in life. And they were smiling right there even at the end when Sheraton had the game in. So. That's the character of these kids. It's the character of the program, and the truth is, you guys are so close. Centerville last night, Sheraton. You know, you have those four or five baskets that don't roll around and get a few breaks here or there. And Centerville, that was a game you could easily had. You guys are very, very close, and if you just keep on working those little details, the end to run here could be a lot of fun.
That's what we're hoping for, you know, and with that, when you come up. Short and just short, when you get a lot of those, unfortunately sometimes that feels like we're not doing anything right, and that's hard to do when you look at that and you look at the final record or your record and you see that your record's not that good and you play your tails off and you don't quite have a lot to show for it. But we're going to keep working at that, because we do work hard, and our practices and our scout team is, you know, we have 11 girls, and we interchange, and we go at each other, and we bring a couple of the freshmen up, and I mean, some of our practices have been pretty intense lately, and they've been pretty good, and so we just got to keep at it, Jason, and hope that, we can get this turned around here at the end of the season.
Well, I've been broadcasting for nearly 20 years of Lady D and Blue Demon basketball, and over the 20 years, I've had some teams that I've broadcast that weren't very good. I couldn't begin to think that about this team. This is a good basketball team that's on the verge of becoming really good.
That's what we're hoping for, you know. And when you're close, and like you said, you know, it's not the number of times you get knocked down; it's how many times you get up. The bad thing about that is after you get knocked down a lot, it's harder to get up. But we've been getting up every time, and we need to continue to do that. We'll see what we got today. You know, you mentioned a lot of close games. I know the Fairfield game was a really close game. We played a game in Missouri earlier in the year that was a 5-point game, and you know, now we're getting up to 7-8 games that we're talking are 5 points or less, and you know, that's tough. And the biggest thing with the girls is, you know, you hit the nail on the head. We have a group of good girls. They're good kids. They work hard. They work hard in the classroom. They work hard on the court. And you know, we just need to keep that up and know that we're doing the right thing. And if you keep that in perspective, good things will happen in the end.
Absolutely. Coach Larry Achenbach, head coach of the Abbey Ladies. Coach, the one thing that I did see last night that really speaks good for the future is the number of underclassmen that was on the basketball court last night for Albion and Sheraton. Basketball is on the rise right here in these two communities.
You know, it is, you know, and that's the thing. And that, you know, and I mentioned, you know, our seniors before, and that's where we had to have a good mesh, that, you know, our younger kids are going to get better and they're going to come back. But we also, they need to realize that, hey, they're only going to get to play with these seniors a few more games, and we want to send them out in the right fashion. So we need to find that nice mesh that we have, that we can do that, and that we work together as a team and we do the best we can, and we've done that. We just need to continue to do that to the end of the year.
Well, Kristen Garver and Kylie Peterson and Jenna McLean, they are outstanding leaders, and putting together some great moments for ladies, and the memories they're building are going to last a lifetime.
Yeah, that's what we hope. So, you know, and we're gonna keep at it. We're going to go to Grinnell today, and we're going to give them all we have, and hopefully we'll have a good result to talk about in the future.
Look forward to talking to you, Coach, about tonight's ball game. But I'm going to ask you real quick before you go out. I know you're a big Hawk fan, and 20 years ago, boy, that's a moment that it will resonate forever.
Yeah, it does. And you know, you tell me now, and I still get goosebumps. And when I think about it, Coach Haywood and I were talking about that last night. I can tell you exactly where I was. I was going back to William Penn. I think it was in my senior year at William Penn, and I was at home in the morning in between classes. And they really didn't have the ticker back then, but they had like the weather warning that would come around in the bottom of the station. And I was home watching a local TV station, and that's when I found out. So I, you know, and I remember watching that. And, you know, Chris Street is a great example for all Iowans. And I wish, you know, that's one of those things you wish you had more time to do. It'd be great to show our kids a film of Chris Street and what he was about, because he played with heart and determination. And you'd mentioned something about the Iowa State program and Chris Street. And Iowa State has an Iowa boy, or did have an Iowa boy on their roster. They got to wear number 40 in his memory. And so, you know, it is a big deal. And I'm going to set my DVR tonight. I'm hoping that I can see that, because we're going to be close to getting back. But that brings back a lot of memories of Iowa basketball. And, you know, just about you have to appreciate what you have, because you don't know how long you're going to have it. And you work. Chris Street was a great example for kids, because he played with a lot of emotion and determination. And he played hard, and he's a good example for all Iowans and all kids, boys or girls, to follow.
Coach, go have fun tonight, and let's go Lady D's.
Yep, let's go Lady D's. Thanks, Jason. Thanks to you and Joe for all you guys do for us at the station, and we appreciate that, and the girls appreciate that. We're going to go to Grinnell and see what we can get done today.
Head coach of the Albia Lady D's, and folks, they have absolutely given everything they got. They're right on the edge. Over 20 years, I've watched a lot of basketball, and there's been times when I could have told you we didn't have a very good basketball team. That is not the case this year. We have a really good basketball team that is very, very close, and I know Coach Achenbach, he's determined to keep on helping them get to be their best, and they keep up that attitude and that work ethic. Those close games are going to go their way, and I'm looking for a fun ride. And beyond the outcomes of win or loss, you're going to have a fun time watching these girls play, because they give great effort. And so get out and they get back home next week and go and support the Lady D's. We'll take a time out, come back, and we're going to talk a little bit of the boys' action last night, catch up with Coach Schooley and the conversation that he had with Jake Schroeder last night after the ball game. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Has the stress of the season and life got your muscles in a tight knot? If you could just take 15 minutes to relax, you would feel like a new person. If you hit a Caldera Spa from Odyssey Spa in Pella, you would feel like a new person every day. Odyssey Spas has a full line of hot tubs so you can find the perfect fit for your needs. It's time to tell yourself thank you and treat yourself to the enjoyment of a relaxing Caldera Spa from Odyssey Spas in Pella.
Farming is your way of life. I'm State Farm Agent Wendell Campbell, and I understand that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So, protect what you've worked so hard to build with a name you trust. I'll be proud to tailor our coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact me, State Farm Agent Wendell Campbell in Oskaloosa, at 673-4462 for a quote and more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
They tell me we haven't talked about our deli sandwiches enough, that some people don't realize we will make a deli sandwich to their order.
Oh my, we have to take care of that. We have 12 deli meats and 14 cheeses to choose from.
And of course, all kinds of condiments to add that special taste they want. All for $3.25 each.
Many people call ahead at 774-2131 or 1-800-479-1343 so that we have it ready when they get here. Some like to see our row of standing orders taped across the counter. They just call and we know exactly what they want.
However you do it, they are great. Try one. You'll enjoy it. Piper's on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst.
Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone. Back to the Corner 34 and 5. And I want to thank Coach Achenbach for stopping by and Coach Sandy last night for joining me after the ball game. Both. You can see why these coaches are so successful with their careers and why they're so well-respected. And I'll tell you that both of them, they care deeply about the kids. And our programs, both Albion and Sheridan, are blessed to have coaches like them leading our young people. We're going to take a little trip, and I'm going to catch up with my good buddy. I haven't talked to him for a while, Jay Mill. Joe Millage is on location. And, Joe, where are you at today, buddy?
I have had my biscuits and gravy already at Anderson's Country Store. I'm here with Pat Flaherty. You know we like to have fun on Saturdays. And, Pat, we're in Beacon today.
Right, we are, Joe, and we're here for the big grand opening of Anderson's Country Store. And I have with me here Becky Anderson, the owner, her and her husband, Terry, and Becky, congratulations. A beautiful store here in Beacon, and I know the people are excited.
Thank you very much, and we really appreciate it.
Now, first question is, and I've had people ask me, why a store in Beacon?
Because this town needed something. It was just getting down and out, and they just needed the convenience of a store.
And you have everything here of a convenience store. I mean, you got everything but gas, right?
Correct, everything except gas. Pizzas, donuts, sausage biscuits and gravy, and
yeah, Joe had some of those. He always tries out the food when we do a remote.
Ah, that's right.
Those were really good too.
Yeah. What's the hours here?
Monday through Friday we are open from 5 in the morning till 10 in the evening, and Saturday and Sunday it's 6 a.m. to 10.
Now inside you have pizza, and you have your own recipe for the pizzas?
Yes, we do.
And they come in all sizes?
7-inch, 10-inch, and 14.
Okay, and you have donuts every day, fresh donuts?
Yes, we do.
Probably a lot of policemen here for that, won't there?
Yes.
This is really great. It's right across from the post office in Beacon, and you can register. You're giving away a nice flat-screen TV and lots of drawings for other prizes, right?
Correct.
What's some of the other things we're giving away?
We have a $40 gift certificate from Tasso's and some coupons for a free pizza and 2 liters of Pepsi or pop, whichever they prefer, and hats and T-shirts and koozies and...
So they can come in all day, register for these prizes,
right.
Enjoy some of the food, and it is really nice inside. It's all brand new, and it's laid out nice for the people, convenient. There's plenty of parking right in front. You don't have to walk a long ways to get to it.
Correct.
So come on out here, say hello to Becky and Terry, and let's talk to Joe wants to something about this monster drink.
Well, Jason, hey, I know you and I are big monster drinkers, but I found out today when I grabbed my monster inside Anderson's Country Store here in Beacon, their prices are the best I've ever seen. You better get up here and get a case of monster drink, because you won't pay these prices at some of the bigger chain stores.
Hey, good
so
stuff,
come on
Joe.
In during this grand opening, register for the TV, register for the prizes, try out some of the food. But also, we have a drive-up window.
We have a drive-up window, yes. You can call in your order for your pizza and pick it up, or your coffee and whatever you desire.
Thank you. Becky, it's really great. We're going to be here for a little bit this morning. We'll talk to you again. But come on into this big grand opening of Anderson's Country Store right on the highway, right through Beacon. You don't have a hard time finding it, right across from the post office. And it's just going to be a great day here in Beacon, and the people of Beacon and the surrounding area. And this summer, you're going to add some other features too, aren't you?
Yes, this summer we will put in, we call it a beta mat. It's half of the store is going to be bait for the fishing guys out at Evelyn or wherever, and then a laundromat.
So you've got everything right here in Beacon. Joe?
All right, Jason. Hey. Like I said, you better get up here and stock up on Monster, bud.
Hey, I'm coming, but that's good stuff. You know, I love going through Beacon, and I love the small towns. And you don't get anything like it. You're going through a small town, but how great is it that they're opening up a new store there? And that's awesome stuff. Get out and support that. And how long are you guys going to be there today, Joe, if people want to stop by and harass you guys?
Oh, we don't want anybody to harass us, Jason, but we'll be here for another hour or so, bud.
Come on. When he said the police were going to be there, I didn't expect him to say there would be donuts. I knew they'd be there to get you two.
I don't think Beacon has police.
They should. That'll be the next step.
See you later, Jason.
Hey, have a good one. You guys take care. Get up to Anderson's Country Store there in Beacon, and I'm gonna stop by and get me some monster drinks. Joe, if you were a good friend, you'd bring me some home, buddy. All right, Jay Milley out on location. Boy, how awesome is that? Beacon, I love these small towns. Beacon's one of those the towns you go through, and if you like to go fishing out there, just keep on following the highway, and you'll get nice fishing holes out there on the Des Moines River. Stop by. In the summer, it sounds like they're going to have a baiting mat. That's interesting. Bait shop and a laundromat. Pretty cool stuff, only in small towns. We're going to catch up with Coach Schooley. He had a chance to Coach Schroeder, Jake Schroeder, joined me in the broadcast booth last night, and he caught up with Coach Schooley talking about his basketball team before last night's contest. They came into the contest 10-3. They leave at 11-3. He's a young coach with a basketball program that is on the rise, and here's a conversation that they had.
This is Jake Schroeder. Welcome back live from the Charger Dome. We're in halftime of the girls' game right now. Sheridan 18-9, leading Albia. And it's about 7 minutes left in the half here. And I am happy to be joined once again by Sheridan head boys basketball coach Ben Schooley. And Ben is starting to get his game face on. I appreciate him taking his time, starting to get in the zone. I know it's hard to talk to me on the air here, but... congratulations on a win Monday night. You're sitting at 10-3 right now. And a big game tonight. What are you expecting from the Blue Demons? I know last time it was a real close game.
A dog fight. I'm expecting a dog fight tonight. It was, when we played them, it seems like forever ago. I mean, it was back and forth. I mean, every possession, it was a one possession game pretty much the whole game. That's exactly what I expect tonight as well. They're a really good team. They've got two really, really good players in Kellogg and Baker. They're probably a little better than their record.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. They're 7-5 right now, and I believe they're coming off, I can't remember the score from their last game.
They're coming off a win. They beat Pleasantville by about 22 or 24 points Monday night.
And you mentioned Baker and Kellogg, kind of the tandem there. They're both shooting over 40% from three-point range on the air, and that was a thing that really stood out to me. What do you do to stop that? Are you going to key on that, letting them get hot from three-point range and trading threes for twos? How do you combat that?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, here's the thing. Both of them are actually over 45% from three, and it's not like they've taken two or three on the year. I mean, they've taken a bunch. I mean, that's almost an incredible stat. I mean,
that's for high school, yeah.
Yeah, you don't hear about that in high school. But to answer your question, I think you just got to make their look difficult. They're probably going to make some. They're two really good players. Whenever you go against a really good player, a couple players, the thing you got to do is you got to make their looks difficult. You got to make their shots difficult, because if you let, like you just said, if you let them get started, it can get kind of ugly in a hurry. So, I mean, that's definitely got to be the focus of our defense tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And I know Hawkinson, TJ Hawkinson, freshman, had a big game last time you played them, 21 points, I believe. Do you expect Albia to do anything different tonight defensively to try to shut down Hawk inside and force you guys outside a little more, or what do you think of there?
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. I think Albia's not a very big team. They don't really play anybody over 6 foot tall. I think they're going to have to front TJ some. They'll probably throw in some zone. But you're absolutely right. They're probably, that's got to be a little bit of the focus of their defense tonight. And it'll be our job not to settle for too many quick outside shots and use our advantage the best we can.
Here's a question for you. How, you guys are sitting at 10-3. You've got a solid ball club this year. You've got a real good record. Do you think you guys, you don't ever want to get overconfident, but do you think you guys have a certain level of confidence now where maybe the first half of the season you're kind of, well, okay, are we this good? You know, every team's kind of trying to feel itself out a little bit. You know, and now it's probably more than halfway through the season. Do you feel like, okay, these guys should have confidence now. We're 10-3, and they should go into games expecting to compete with the best. Or where do you think your mindset is right now?
I think it's a great question, and I think you're absolutely right. Every game we play, I think our confidence gets a little bit better. It's not like we're undefeated or anything like that, but you're absolutely right. When we started the season, I'm going to be honest. I didn't know what we had. I'm not sure the guys knew what we had. We had some freshmen playing. We had some guys that haven't played much varsity, and I think you're right. Every game we play, I think we're getting a little bit more confidence.
You guys should have confidence. I think I was talking to Alex last night, you know, talking about the tough district draw you guys are going to have. I said, yeah, you guys got a tough district draw, but remember, those teams should be a little scared of you guys, too. You're sitting at 10-3 right now. So have some confidence. And last question here, and I don't know if this is something you hit on with your guys or not, but we got a packed house here tonight. It's going to be probably 90 degrees in this place. There's going to be a lot of energy.
maybe more energy than they played in front of before. You know, this is one of the better Sheridan teams we've had in a few years. And
yep.
You know, do you say anything to your guys beforehand on just keeping your emotions in check, not letting them, you know, get out of control, or is that something you just let the guys take care of themselves?
No, I think it's a great question, and yeah, I think it's something you address. I mean, I just talk a lot about staying together as a team. You know, keep your emotions in check, staying together as a team. It's going to be an emotional atmosphere. And, you know, I end with enjoy it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an experience you don't duplicate. I mean,
yeah.
Football's great, baseball's great. I'm not bagging on baseball, but, I mean, this is an environment
yeah.
that you don't create in any other sport. I mean, the crowd's right here. It's a packed house.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. I mean, those will be my probably last words coming out of the locker room, you know, because intramural basketball, when they graduate, is not like this. So
you're absolutely right. Playing with the old guys
yeah.
in the rec league is not the same. No, great advice, Coach. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of energy tonight, and I think everybody on that's not able to be here tonight listening on the radio will be able to feel the energy
yep.
over the radio, too. So I appreciate you joining us. Best of luck to you tonight and the rest of the season, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's Sheridan head coach Ben Schooley, Boys head coach. I appreciate him joining us. We got about 2 minutes left in halftime here. Let's take a break, and Jason and I will be right back to call.
And that was the interview that Jake got up with Coach Ben Schooley, outstanding coach over there at Sheridan, a young guy that's passionate about the kids in the game. And, boy, you've seen it in the way they played last night. And they really do have an outstanding basketball team. And Hendalby was not able to overcome the challenge. And what a neat environment. Boy, the fans, it was a packed crowd. But one of the things I think has really improved, and this is true for both of the schools, and it's starting to become something I see around the South Central Conference, is the student body. They tend to sit together, they pack together, and they get into the ball game. They're, of course, they're cheering for their team. And they're cheering back and forth at each other, the student bodies. It just is really a neat environment. They do different stunts and acts. So it's a lot of fun. And, you know, you celebrate both schools last night had a lot to celebrate, the kids and the way that both teams play. But their communities were showcased last night. And I think it's just an awesome environment when they do these boy-girls doubleheader. If you haven't been out and seen, been a part of it, I'll tell you, it is something special. And these kids, Coach Schooley mentioned it, you know, you can get lost in the moments of the basketball game, but you got to take a deep breath and look around you and say, "Hey, this is a unique environment." And for these kids and for the coaches, these are moments that they may never get again. So, a great night for us on the air at KISE. We're going to have another busy sports week ahead of us. We're going to take a time out here, come back and wrap things up from the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Craig, what are we doing with all these flat-screen TVs, laptops, and iPads?
It's Big Barn Harley-Davidson on Route 65 Harley-Davidson Shop's Big Game Giveaway December 26th through February 2nd.
How does it work?
Purchase a new or pre-owned motorcycle from Big Barn Harley-Davidson or Route 65 Harley-Davidson Shop December 26th through February 2nd and choose a laptop, fourth-generation iPad, or a 50-inch flat-screen TV for the big football game on February 3rd.
Wow, what a great deal.
In addition to that, pay no interest until April with no payments until May during the Big Game Giveaway.
Sounds like a party.
It could be a party. With your motorcycle purchase, you are automatically registered for a chance to win a $1,000 big game party of your choice to be given away January 26th.
A laptop, iPad, or flat screen TV, plus no interest, no payments, and a $1,000 party drawing?
That's right.
Life is what you make it.
And we make it one hell of a ride.
Don't miss the February 3rd big game giveaway December 26th through February 2nd.
Big Barn Harley-Davidson, I-80 and 2nd Avenue in Des Moines.
Route 65, Harley-Davidson Shop, Highway 65, 69 in Indianola.
See dealer for details with approved credit.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting two indoor 3D leagues. The first league starts on Monday, January 21st, and the second league starts on March 4th. The cost for each 3D league shoot is $60. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this indoor 3D league. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D league is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
It's the grand opening of the convenience store everyone's talking about. It's Anderson's Country Store in Beacon, Iowa, this Saturday from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's all new and ready to go. Register for a flat-screen TV and other prizes. Enjoy a slice of pizza and drink for just $1.79. They'll be open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m., Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday, 6 to 10. Fresh homemade pizza, burgers, chicken, and fresh donuts every day. Join us this Saturday for the grand opening of Anderson's Country Store across from the post office in Beacon, Iowa.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Another busy Saturday morning here at the Corner 34 and 5 as we wrap things up on this Coach's Corner, courtesy of Community First Credit Union. Don't forget 2.99% interest rates on new cars and 8.4% on consolidation loans, and this is the place to get it done. And you can do it quickly, friendly, and they'll take exceptional care of you, and you can save lots of money by coming out here to the Corner 34 and 5. I want to thank Coach Sandy for joining me last night, and for Coach Achenbach for stopping by. Great job out of both their ball clubs last night, giving us a great entertainment. And to Coach Archer, his boys played outstanding basketball last night as well. Came up a little short to an outstanding Sheraton team. Kudos to them. 11-3 on the year. They've got something special going on over there. And Ben Schooley, an outstanding young coach. I want to thank them for him stopping by as well. And it was great to work with Jake Schroeder last night. I want to thank Scotty Fry back at the board for doing a great job keeping this thing together. And to you for listening and making me a part of your Saturday morning. As I go out, just want to remember, it's Chris Street, number 40. 20 years ago today, his life came to an abrupt end, and all of Hawkeye Nation, and for that matter, the state of Iowa, has dealt with that sorrow for the last 20 years. And what an outstanding young man, and the legacy he leaves is hard work, dedication, and determination will overcome any athletic ability, and he was the full package. Have a great Saturday. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner, courtesy of Community First Credit Union. Until next time, from the Corner 34 and 5, so long. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner.